proflowradio.com.
Shockwavesoundsflowradio.com. Internet Inferno. On demand and live pro in audio.
You know,
hit it with fofo flow.
The internet's audible hotspot.
Yeah.
You are now tuned into the Pro Flow for Show, internationally syndicated, act like you know, with your host, Mr. Mad Max. Pro Flow for Show, www.maxi.com.
Pro Flow for Show, wireless phone interview feature presentation. Pro Flow for Show, Pro Flow for Show, Pro Flow for Show.
Check this out.
All right, so I am here, DJ Mad Max, Max Heat, MAXHEAT.com, ProFlowRadio.com, and I'm here with China from We Run the World. Is that the name of the organization?
Yeah, We Run the World, female DJ agency, and the name is China Luan. Yeah.
Where are you calling out of?
London, UK.
All right, I know these American guys can understand. They can sense the accent. They get up already.
But yeah, I'm from London. Cool.
I wanted to ask if you can somewhat introduce yourself to the audience and let them know where they can find you at on the internet.
I'm China Luan. I'm from London. I am an international female DJ, and I am the founder and the CEO of the first ever female DJ agency in the world. We run the world female DJ agency, and what we do is we supply talented, promising female DJs to fashion event, beauty event, corporate event, festival all over the world. They can find us at www.femaledjagency.com. That's our website. We're in all social media. You can find me on my Instagram account, China, C-H-I-N-A-L-O-N-E. And We Run the World Agency. Instagram is We Run the World Female DJ Agency. The same for Facebook. Twitter is, I think it's WRTW Agency, because Twitter cannot accommodate their own name. Yeah.
You mentioned you were a DJ. How long have you been DJing?
Well, I started DJing in 2000, long time ago. And yes, I've been DJing since 2000.
Okay, so when did you start up the all-female DJ agency international?
We're actually going to be 8 years next month. Can you believe that? Yes, we run the world female DJ agency in 2012.
Okay, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, no, just going to say that's when I gave birth to that little baby of mine.
Soon. So it's kind of self-explanatory, but what made you want to start the agency?
Well, I've been DJing since 2000, and I'm on the radio station, I'm on TV, and I went on the internet looking around for other agencies, and the agency I could find was DJs that's on radio, TV. And I was like, I need to create an agency for just independent female DJs like myself who just want to DJ, have fun, don't really care about awards or competition, literally just want to DJ and make a living out of DJing, you know, and be able to attract big clients, like big brands. And that was the whole aim, and to raise the profile of female DJs. And so people can be like, deliberately choose to book a female DJ, because I believe that when people say DJ, automatically people think a guy. So I use the female on We Run the World so that people can consciously think about female DJ agency. And I truly believe that I changed the game since I started We Run the World in 2012. You know, 8 years now, there's so many female DJs coming above, you know, lots of, you know, agency operating female DJs, because they can see that it's working between around the world agency. So yes, I believe that I kind of, you know, changed the game.
Definitely made a statement in the game, and it's definitely changed. And I'm sure so humongous impact on just the vision and the imagery of, you know, what it should be, equality. I wanted to ask you, how hard was it to get off the ground in the beginning?
Well, how quickly did it take off? To be fair, it was, well, within 6 months, I received an email that they want a DJ to be DJing in Mayfair, which is like one of the top area in UK, Mayfair. I'm sure you guys know about Mayfair, you know, Brickley Street, all the posh people. I was DJing a casino called Pambridge Casino. And then within that same year, I was DJing in Norway back and forth. So yeah, you know, it kind of take off, you know, it was just like, wow, I was so, it was amazing. And looking back now to where we are now, we definitely growing. And I still believe we're just warming up as well. We haven't started yet, but we're still doing okay.
So, do you guys like scout out potential talent, or do they just come to you?
Initially, when I started, I was, you know, looking around for DJs, you know, that I know that's were just a normal DJ that's on the radio, just like DJ that I know that's trying to get there, but they had work in. I was trying to focus on DJ who actually had work in. So I would go, DJs that's there doing their thing. So that was my initial focus. But now I don't really look for DJ unless a client want a particular DJ, and you know, they're a regular client and they say that we want a DJ from a specific city, and then I will try to source that out. But I don't, majority of the time we get email like every other day from DJs want to join the agency. So now I don't really source unless a client come to us and want a particular DJ, like I said, from a specific area, and we don't have that DJ. And my source.
Totally understandable. So when, let's say someone was listening right now, of course, and a DJ wanted to get in touch with your company, is there like a certain process, like a vetting process where they have to go through an interview or something like that? How does that process work?
The process at the moment is very simple. For you to be considered to be part of the agency, first you must have live footage of you DJing, because lots of our clients do, like when you come to like corporate event festivals, they always ask for footage of to see the DJs DJing live. A lot of DJs spend so many time putting up videos on Instagram and not taking the time to the showreel, you know. But then that's, it all depends on what type of clients you're looking for. If you're looking for promoters and clubs and bar, then doing that on Instagram is absolutely fine. But when it comes to agents, they're coming to us to say, you know, what DJ have you got? And we, and you know, hey, what have you got? They haven't got nothing. So, you know, before we even consider you, because, you know, spend so much of my time is around the world just mentoring DJs, because so many DJs are not ready, as in they're not ready. They don't understand how to brand themselves. They don't know how to package themselves. You know, I have to say to them, you need to get professional picture. You need to get, a high resolution picture. On the pictures, you know, because image is very important. You know, some might just book you because they like your headphone, and some, you know, even though you might have a great mix, but it's not just about your mix, it's about everything. So sometimes after, you know, so if the first process is you need to have a footage of your mixing live.
That's awesome. That's a bit of advice as well. So there's, of course, haters everywhere, you know. Some people don't like it when, you know, you make change in the game, when it's the good old boys club that's ruined things. So have you seen any pushback against what you guys are doing?
I said the more people see female DJs DJing, that would change. But up to now, it's not happening. I mean, that's what I love American culture. They're always pushing female, you know, like, you know, the Queen and Slim movie, you know, it was a female director and I went to watch it 2 weeks ago, even though I was a bit late. You know, and I was really big in, you know, the female director. I said that movie was amazing. I can't believe she was not nominated for any like really global awards. I mean, I'm sure she was nominated for like under the, you know, the Black Awards, but like the general, like, you know, Oscar award, she was not recognized. I was very shocked. you know. And I love American way of thinking, because there's a lot of American actress, you know, check their website and, you know, their Instagram. They always said, oh, please go and support a female director, or go support a female. They use the word female because they recognizing that, you know, it's a struggle for female.
Well, it sounds like you have like a major entity that is impacting the world. You know, we need more female representation just across pretty much every industry. So, you know, for you to step up and not be afraid to challenge what's already there is very commendable. What would you tell your supporters and followers? What would you tell them right now?
Well, I mean, I'm grateful to my supporters and my followers and everyone that like what I'm about. And if it wasn't for them, I don't think the agency would be 8 years next month. People would have be gone in 2-3 years. But, you know, like 3 weeks ago, we had a company messaging us for a festival. And I said, how did you hear about us? And she goes, oh, somebody was in a check group in the relationship. And I was like, wow, people are talking about us. So, you know, I'm very grateful. And I would always keep saying to people, like, try to deliberately choose to book a female DJ, because it's not about competition with guys, you know. It's about just trying, the female DJs trying to get work and just people, you know, and not just female DJ. And yeah, and just keep telling your friends, tell their friends about we run the world, female DJ agency. And, you know, our girls can, you know, DJ all over the world. You know, we've DJed in India, Italy, Canada. We was in Mexico for New Year's Eve. We was in Dominican Republic. We've DJed, you know, India, China, everywhere we go. No way too far for us to go to. So, yeah.
That's awesome. I can't imagine. No? Yeah, I can't imagine managing people across the, you know, the entire universe, just, well, at least the world, to, you know, get them in such a position where they can take advantage of what's the opportunity that's really out there. So if you wouldn't mind, can you please tell the audience again where they can find you at on the internet?
Yeah, we are on www.femaledjagency.com. That's our website. You can find me on my Instagram, China, C-H-I-N-A, the country China, and the one L-O-N-E. And you can follow We Run the World Agency as well on Instagram, where We Run the World Female DJ Agency. And then Facebook as well, We Run the World Female DJ Agency. We're on Twitter as well. You can find me, China, C-H-I-N-A-L-O-N-E, on Twitter. On Twitter, and We Run the World is WRTW Agency. So yeah, find us, look us up, tell your friends about us. Let's do business 2020.
Definitely. And it's cool because I Googled the name and everything, so it's easy to find if worst comes to worst. My last question is the second half of your name. Where does that come from?
Luan from Sierra Leone. So it's like Leon, but trying to kind of like French was the one trying to make it sound really, you know, luxurious. Luan. So it's Sierra Leone. So it's like China Luan, because I'm originally from Sierra Leone. Have you heard about Sierra Leone? Kenya West.
Oh yeah, for sure.
About Sierra Leone. yeah. So it's like China Luan. So that's where that part of that came from.
Cool.
Yeah.
Definitely appreciate your time, all your sincere words. You're always welcome to come back on our show and try to do another interview, a follow-up, if anything in the future is transforming and evolving as it continues to grow. We wish you all the best as well. I'm going to...
If you, anyone else you know would like to have their poetry, music featured on the Pro Flow for Show, hosted by Mr. Mad Max. Check us out, www.maxheat.com. Don't be left out. Don't be the last to know. Spread the word. It's Pro Float Radio.